What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today on this incredible Tuesday, November 1st. Come on. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. And today's devotional is called Eyes Opened. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 says, I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritances that he finds in us, his holy ones. Open your eyes. We cannot live blind. If you want to share your faith, open your eyes because the opportunities are endless. If you want more of God, nobody's holding you back from him. It's not that you're lacking anything. Often, we hold back from sharing our faith because we don't believe in the importance of what is right in front of us. God has put things in our lives as opportunities for breakthrough that we might not recognize because they're so familiar. That's what happened with Jesus. His own townspeople looked at him and said, is this not the carpenter's son? In Mark 6:3, he couldn't do no mighty miracles because they didn't recognize his value or importance. When it comes to Jesus, the way you perceive him is how you're actually probably going to receive him. So open your eyes and see that Jesus is doing in your life right now and all the opportunities he's laid before you. Our eyes being opened. You know, there was a scripture this weekend that the Lord kept stirring in me, and it started Friday night in West Haven, Connecticut. And it was Hebrews 11:6. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And concerning Enoch and faith, it says, they that come to God must believe that he is. And of course, he's a rewarder of they that diligently seek him. They that come to God must believe that he is. This is where our eyes become opened, right? What is he to you? If you just Google Jesus, you're probably going to get some, like, you know, flimsy looking dude that needs to do push-ups with a lamb around his neck. That's not the Jesus we're talking about. When our eyes are open to who he is, that's where faith comes in. That's where we please God. They that come to God must believe that he is. What is he? Friends, any moment of the day, he has to be everything to you, right? He's not just a provider when you're listening to an offering message. He's not just a healer when somebody's laying hands on you at the altar. He is everything to us. And so who he is on Sunday morning has to be the same person that he is Tuesday at 3 o'clock, meaning nothing much is going on. And who is he to you? I see business owners, which is just a wild bunch because, you know, I mean, to a degree, we're all entrepreneur, right? But I see business owners, and there's a big difference between business owners that are committed to the kingdom, loving Jesus for souls, right? They know that their business is there to be a light. And they just, like, everything is submitted to the Lord, man. Everything is submitted to Jesus. And then most people live in the place where they're just a Christian who owns a business, right? They're not really thinking that my business is for faith, right? There's not a lot, you know, only reason I have this business, that I dedicated it. I'm laying hands on my property. I'm believing for increase for the kingdom. Like, that's a way different mindset. Most people are just a Christian, they profess, that has a business. And the business is not attached to their faith. And so our eyes need to be opened. God gave you that business. He gave you that job. He gave you that whatever you're doing so that the kingdom of God could advance through your life. And otherwise, this life will be a lie to you. You know how many people own their homes outright? You know, when you get older, that's the thing that happens. You own your home outright, and you would think, instead of the mindset of God gave me this home that I don't have a payment on, I'm going to go to the nations, I'm going to help the church, I'm going to do whatever God wants me to, I'm going to share my faith, I'm going to, whatever it is, right? Go feed the homeless, do something with yourself. Instead, people are scared. Well, I don't have as much money coming in as I used to, and oh man, I just, you know, I got to limit my bills. Everybody, it's like, it's crazy. You would think that you're in a stage of life where you have less owed, where you can be freer to do the things of God, and it ends up binding people because your eyes aren't opened. Right? Our eyes have to be open to the reality of what God is doing. And he didn't give you that house so you would just live in fear and that'd be the only thing you own. He didn't give you that car. Whatever it is, right? We're in seasons of life, but the difference is when you start out, it has to be a complete understanding that this is kingdom in my life and that my priorities are right. My eyes are open to those priorities. That it's the kingdom of God first. That's the most important thing in this world. And when that becomes your reality, life's a lot easier because then you're not fighting. You're not wondering why. You're not constantly, you know, slamming your head against things that are going on around you. Putting the kingdom first is everything. Seek first the kingdom. Look, the reason that there's so many scriptures warning you to seek first is because it's so easy not to. It's so easy not to. The reason that we're constantly being reminded to put the kingdom first is because people don't. You have to put the kingdom first. And there's benefits that come with full-time participation in faith and living every day in light of this the reality of the supernatural around us, right? Because God wants to speak to you clearly. He wants you to begin to hear his voice like never before. And so today I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that our eyes would be open to the reality of the supernatural. Our ears would be open to hearing you, Father. I thank you that everything that's blocking our vision of you. Come on, friends. We say physical eyesight can blind you spiritual. Everything that is blinding us spiritually, I pray, be removed today, that we would see you for who you are, Jesus, and our eyes would truly be opened. We thank you for it today, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on, amen, church. Come on, friends, family. Listen, we got a book launch in November 6th. I can't wait. It's coming up in just a few days here in the next week or so. 10 prophetic values for today. My dear friend Bill Johnson did the foreword. I want you to go get it on Amazon. You can pre-order it now. Yeah, leave us a review on that book. We're believing God that we're going to touch a lot of people concerning the prophetic. So we love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.